It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members.
KJ,
yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. He's from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team. You know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer, that's a fact. Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike,
and this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. I'm one of your co-hosts. You know who I be by now. I'm Michael Akadiri. And to my left, you already know who it is by that noise.
Come on, man. It's Kazeem Jamal, a.k.a. Thomas Skengley, a.k.a. the leader of the Peaky Bumbleclots. You get me? Don't know. Come on.
What's one episode of
I'm deep in it, bruv. Pause.
Hey, do your thing, innit? Do your thing. And to the left, you will notice on the visuals. I tell everyone, go on the YouTube, check out the visuals. Because you would have known by now, we're joined by a very, very, very special guest. This man is a comedian. This man is a broadcaster. TV and that, yeah?
Cheers.
GB News and that, yeah?
Cheers.
I'm taking this guy with me, man.
Hey, man.
Hyping me up, man.
Author. I swear, every time he's done a joke, he's got a book that he's been writing. Come on, this is Victor Daniels!
Oh, I like that, man.
Welcome to the studio. Thank you for joining us, Victor, man.
I had to, man. You don't pay me, so you know I had to.
In kind.
In Naira, man.
Hey! Thank you for... Yeah, for those of people who don't know you, obviously, I gave you a little intro. Just tell them what you do. Tell them about yourself a little. Let the people know who Victor Daniels is.
I collect unemployment benefits. No, I'm playing. No, I'm a comedian, so you know, you see me on Instagram chatting pure nonsense.
Yeah.
I'm on GB News.
Come on.
Jeez.
Hey, right wing and that.
I don't know about all that, yeah. They just, all I see is a check. I'm cheap, you know, my soul's cheap. I see that check, I'm there.
No politics, just straight cash money.
The man are talking politics, but I'm like, Bridget, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm too joke for you if you want.
Say no more.
You see me, man, I'm like one of those animals in the headlights. I'm like, what, what?
They're in headlights.
Sunak, what are you man chatting about, man?
Man said he's not here for no politics, just the peas. Said,
Khan, Sunak, who are these Asian brothers you keep mentioning?
I don't know about them things, man. Just talk about grime and hip-hop.
Yeah, and keep it pushing it. Respect it. Respect. Obviously, this is the parenting, obviously, podcast. You got little ones.
Yeah, I got three girls, man.
Three girls. Are you happy to say their ages on the pod?
Yeah, man, 16, 15, 12.
Jeez.
I've got a 47-year-old.
You're really starting to be messy.
I'm about to cut it out. Jeez, three teenage... Well, so I guess...
What did you say, 16, 15?
16, 15.
You were active that year, boy. That year.
Yeah, that's back to back, no drizzy. Yeah,
I just got out of prison.
Hey, shoot, man.
And then man said, let me rest.
Yeah, let me take a reprieve.
Fucking hell. I had one and I was like, yo,
yeah,
that's some backwards for
the first one's hard.
That first one, I said, my back, my neck, my neck and my back.
You didn't want to say crack.
It's on Friday, man. That's how I know you're not really black. It's on Friday.
The song.
No, I know, but the reference I just made was from Friday.
Okay.
Them Nollywood films, man.
I'm allowed to have a different reference.
To be fair, it does sound actually quite similar.
Of course it does.
But how, as the one of the co-founders or biggest like donators to the BBL, how can you not get that quite historic black reference?
I was thinking about another reference, which is also historic and black. You know,
are those singers black?
I believe they are.
Yeah, they were.
Black. Oh, sellouts. Yeah.
She wasn't even that buff.
She wasn't that buff.
No, but you were saying them type of legs.
Hey man, I support all black women, whether they're whether they are, you know, favourable or not. It doesn't matter to me. I support what they're doing.
You don't.
Bro, you're married, man. You have to say this.
No,
it's a running, that's running thing. It's let it be known on this pod. Oh,
okay. That what?
That first of all, Michael doesn't support black women.
No, the inverse of what
apart
he's saying,
from,
I do.
Apart from probably, you ever got sisters, have you?
No sisters. No,
probably apart from his wife and his mum, the rest...
They're on a pedestal, but I support all
the
black women.
The rest can kick rocks.
I support all the black women.
We've all got a shtick. We've all got a shtick on this pod. Michael hates black women.
You can't say that sentence. That's liable. I can see
the viewers just coming down.
Yeah, man, that's a whole viewership.
Michael hates
yeah.
black women. Yeah. I'm a bad parenting partner.
Wow.
He leaves all the instructions for his business on the fridge.
Yeah, and
I expect this time.
And Darren hates those people.
Hates who?
Oh yeah. He.
You know when you get a box online, you're signing up to Netflix or whatever.
Yeah.
And it says pick your thing, and it says male, gender, other. He doesn't like those people. Right. He doesn't like those people.
For people watching at home, I'm not with these guys. I'm a Christian. I love everybody. We are the world.
We are the world.
Man's looking at the TV like there's people in it.
I know. I don't even know what to look. I'm looking at the ceiling. I don't know where people are looking from. I'm looking at the floor. Yeah. And these small people.
Darren doesn't. And also, when you sign up, the other thing Darren doesn't like is if you have a. You know when it's like, you say like a job, and it's like, oh, do you have a disability or anything like that? If Darren was the person reading CV, he throws it in the bin.
Wow. Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, he's got a thing against the disabled toilet.
This should be called
the
cancelled show, man.
Yeah.
If you hear our intro music, it references.
What am
it all.
I signed up for?
You're gonna regret this. You're gonna regret it. So let's get into a listener's question. Let's get into that nice and early. Thank you, listener, for sending this in. It's a long one.
Do you know what I've clocked, yeah?
Yeah.
From doing the edit.
Hit me.
This is constructive.
Oh, hit me.
Just hit us with the flash notes.
All right.
The key points.
Too long, didn't read, 32-year-old guy, 5-year-old daughter, he's not sure, it's he's.
All right, what are the reasons?
So he was with his girl, and they were on and off at the time, and the daughter was conceived, but mainly they broke up subsequently. So now, because they broke up, he's now in his feelings. He's now thinking, does that mean that? Does that mean this? And now he's thinking, is my daughter mine? He still loves his daughter. He's like, look, regardless of whether it's biologically mine or not, I want to provide for my daughter. That's my daughter. But at the same time, he's like, should he investigate his feelings? Should he get DNA tests?
That's an easy one, man.
To his feelings.
As long as the child and him are the same skin tone, you don't need that trauma.
No.
You gotta wait 6 weeks for the... Nah, man.
Let me tell you something. Skin tone ain't always the determining factor.
No, I'm saying it's determined, but if it's different skin tone...
Do you know why he's laughing?
I don't know.
Because my son is extremely light.
Yeah, but your missus is...
Yeah, she's a snow bunny.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
She's an oppressor.
No, but I'm not saying the skin.
She's
tone.
One of the oppressor.
I'm not saying.
But what you guys don't know at Thomas Skengley Enterprises, yeah, is that I'm doing the Lord's work from within. I'm breaking down the building from within.
Are you breaking the building from within?
By clapping them cheeks, bruh.
Wow. Is your missus watching this?
It's not live. Quick side note, she listened one time, I said something stupid and she's never listened
yeah,
to
see, you
and then started DMing the Instagram page, fuck this guy and all this shit.
Yeah, she should mad at you that week.
Missus did that.
She's if you do you watch Peaky Blinders?
Seen a bit of it.
She's Billy Kimber. Have you seen it?
I don't get that reference.
Billy Kimber.
I don't watch it.
So. Oh, I thought you watched it.
No, I just know what it is.
Nah, Peaky Blinders.
And I know what this is due to.
Is there a new season?
No, I've just got time off. I'll come back to this later. But yeah, skin tone.
And also, people can be mad. There was this doctor in America. They made a documentary on Netflix about him. He was a fertility doctor.
You have
doctor.
Your own documentary?
I wish I did, man. I didn't have no documentary. Oh. This fertility doctor in the States, he was using his own semen for these couples that struggled to get pregnant. Instead of using the man's semen, he would inject. So he had like 50... he had bare people who were just twins related in the same city that they came together from. Like, oh, we're all actually related.
I love creative crime.
He had to create the sperm. So
but what
yeah,
I'm saying about the skin tone, yeah, I'm not saying that it's yours. I'm saying if the child is the same skin tone as mine, there's no point going through trauma. But if the child is Indian and I'm black, then I have to do a test. But if it's black and I'm black, hey, man, we roll, man.
Hey!
Tell me I'm on deathbed.
Man said he left the hospital and said, it's black, I'm black, let's get out of here, man.
I ain't got time for
you
trauma.
Got a car seat? You got a car seat? Yeah.
So you're going to have a buff girl, but you don't want to find out if she's cheating. Man, I don't need no trauma.
Don't do it yourself. Said Mario.
Let me tell you something. I would never investigate whether someone I was having sex with, seeing, dating, I would never investigate if they were cheating.
Like, I didn't like, you want the evidence to come to you. Like, if it's point blank.
I don't want the evidence. I don't want none of it.
You want to know at all.
Bruv, who wants to discover their own heartbreak?
Imagine you're going out of Beyonce. Yeah. And you find that she's... Do you want to find that she's... Nah, she can have 100, man. As long as she comes home to me and she showered.
Look, man. So let's say she skips a shower. You're mad now.
Now I'm mad. Come on.
Because that means... Because if you don't shower, you don't clean up.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah. You're basically sleeping with that guy as well.
So you genuinely wouldn't want to know. Even if, like, you just got a text on your phone.
But this is
like,
different. There's a ute here, yeah?
Yeah, there's a ute. There's a ute involved. He doesn't know.
So this is like... This is in your face, isn't it?
Yeah.
That the potential cheating could have happened or whatever. On and off, innit?
Yeah.
But if you're just those two people, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Yeah, Mario.
No. That wasn't Mario.
It was Mario.
Nah, it wasn't.
Keep it on the low because my heart can't take it anymore.
Taking bets? Are we taking bets?
I can't remember.
Are we taking bets?
Let's call it a fiver.
Yeah? Shake on it. Say nothing. That's on camera, yeah?
Yeah, fiver.
Five British pounds.
Come on, man. What other currency like that? Come on. It's Mario.
Mario by Fedra.
Yeah, so to this guy, right?
What are you saying, Kazim? How you gonna resolve this?
Let me tell you something. He doesn't know whether he's you.
Five years. How much money that is. How many Pampers? How many baby chains? How many wipes?
Not about the money.
When my son was born, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, my son...
your son.
I'll fight you right now. I'll fight you right now. Okay, my son. Look, let me just be. I'm just gonna speak my truth in it. I don't give a shit. Yeah, here we go. My son has blue eyes and blonde hair.
He's Aryan.
Nigerian.
Does he really have blue eyes and blonde hair?
Yeah. But his face looks black. Features are super loving. I will shank you, bro.
But he'll grow into that.
Huh?
He'll grow into black.
No. I didn't say that. You know when they have big features, yeah, they grow into it. Man said grow into black. That sounds like a sitcom.
Yeah, so obviously when he was born, his hair was jet black, in it. But obviously he was very light, and I was like, that's nuts. Right? Mm. But I was walking in my mum's house the other day and I saw this picture and I went, what the fuck? Like that, yeah? Because, see, my mum's mixed race, so I can swear in the house.
Write that down.
And she goes, what? And I go, look at that. She's going, what? She thinks something mad in the house, like a spider or something. I'm like, look at that, oh my God. And I take out this picture of me in like a A3 sized frame, yeah?
Yeah.
So just a bit bigger than A4, that's correct, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
And it was a picture of me, but it looked just like my son.
You mean the skin tone?
No, like, well, I was very light as a kid. That's why Darren calls me secret light skin. But... I'm still darker as a baby than he was. But anyway, but just the face, the face and his face, I thought, I was like, if I didn't stop to collect myself, I would have said, like, when did you get that picture made of my son? Because it was like, that's my, oh no, wait, that's me. Right? So then I had that kind of like, not that I ever had it, but it's just another nail in the, not the coffin, but another
layer of solidified
security. That's my boy, because he looks the dead stamp of me as I was as a baby, right?
So maybe there is a thing about growing into black.
Potentially. And his hands and his feet now are like this color.
Black,
so it's getting darker.
He's getting darker.
Does the racism go up?
It's because I'm putting him on a sunbed.
That's not a cut. That is not a cut.
The goggles are too big for him, but don't worry about it. But this guy, this is what I'm telling you, right? The kid's 5 years old.
Five.
And you're still, if you've not seen no resemblance in a kid, if you've not seen no
resemblance. But I think it's a self-doubt with the whole, you know, on and off thing.
There needs to be some resemblance in the kid.
But sometimes, sometimes it's obvious, like, if you've got a daughter, she ain't going to be looking like Stone Cold like you.
My stepdaughter. All three.
No, one of them looks like me, but luckily, I don't know how, she still looks pretty, but. Like maybe I'm pretty.
You are, man. Don't let no one tell you different,
I'm
man.
A pretty guy.
Pause. Did you say you're a pretty girl?
A pretty guy.
Oh, but no, my stepdaughter looks like her dad.
Like more than your missus.
Well, for one, my stepdaughter looks like when we're out. She looks like she should be mine. Does that
your
make sense?
Stepdaughter looks like you.
No, as our family unit. White mum, black dad, mixed race child, then this white black baby.
Oh, so your daughter is darker than your son?
Way darker.
Okay, that's possible.
But
how dark is the...
Some dark skin mixed race people, you wouldn't even know they're mixed race.
She's about Victor's complexion.
Yeah, some dark skin mixed race
people. No, I didn't like the dad, the ex or whatever.
He might be from Kenya or
something.
He's
a bit darker than you. No, he's Jamaican.
Jamaican. Oh, yeah.
He's some Jamrock. Oh, and he's half Nigerian. I'm not Jamaican.
I know, but black.
Oh, that's what... Secret time. When she saw me at Up the Creek, innit? Following me on Instagram. I accepted the follow, went on her page. Scrolling, preying and that. Then I saw, obviously, a picture of what is now my stepdaughter.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, I know she likes black book guys. And I ain't afraid to say that on the pod because I've said that to her face.
Hey, man, when you see that, you see white mom, mixed race daughter.
When I get that tick, man. Get me.
Hey, man.
You must have had a good set to now have a baby. You must have been on fire.
I was. Listen, that set was in 2019. To this day, I've not stopped repurposing that material. Yeah. I keep pushing it out and republishing
it. Comics all the time. Remix that shit, man.
Yeah.
But, my stepdaughter looks like her dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has, obviously, certain features, and as she gets older... And she does certain things. You go, oh, you look like your mum. But her personality is probably more like her mum. But she looks like her dad. So if this guy can't see no resemblance in this kid, I'm saying when the kid's asleep, take a snippet of hair and go see my boy Michael Akidiri that can get that through the lab. Get that through the lab.
Hey, call me.
Like a Fort Park fast pass.
Can you do that?
Front to the queue.
I ain't got the links like that.
Front of the queue.
Boy, maybe I'll talk to some people, innit? I know a Nigerian side guy, not in a minute.
It's a Nigerian thing that you're a doctor. I still can't get my
people,
head
people don't believe it. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
It could be fraud.
Michael's better cracking open chest. Like, I can't believe I'm doing this.
That's a bit mad still. Look at the heart. You see the heart like that? Crazy. It's on the side.
I'm learning as I go.
So yeah, I'm saying to this guy, man, you gotta go get that checked out, bro.
Victor, what are you saying? What's your advice to my man?
Don't get it checked out, man. If the baby's black, you're black.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, man.
Ignorance is bliss.
You don't need that trauma in your life.
It's true, man.
Or find another woman, then get it checked out. At least then you can fall back.
But you don't know a thing
where
Jamaican? It's like 18. You know the thing where it's like 18, like EastEnders, and then your daughter's like, "I'm not you're not my dad, you're not my mother." They come to you like that. after you've raised them, and you've always had this doubt in your mind.
Have headphones on when it comes, man. I can't hear you.
You know when someone comes to you here with that kind of noise, like, you're not my dad or whatever, I'd just be like, that's cool then. All right, okay, where did I put it?
Yeah, I've got receipts, give me back my money.
There's the invoice. If we're going to do this,
if
this is business.
Yeah.
There's the invoice.
You're not destroying my bike.
You get me.
You want them to give them money on their paper round money, yeah?
Well, I'm just saying.
If they're going to come on that tip. Well, teenagers can get a bit angry.
If this is transactional, then I'm the landlord now, aren't I?
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm not stepdad or dad or whatever.
Well, you can look at it a different way. You're now free.
Yeah.
It's true.
You got no more responsibility.
Hey, you wash your hands, but that always makes it sticky.
Go live your life, man.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
listen,
yeah,
if you find out the kid's not yours and you decide to bounce, bounce with no hesitation.
Yeah.
Nah, there's something in your heart, man. Like, if you've been raising the kid,
it's like heroin. You've got to wean yourself off of it.
Nah, it's tough.
So, like,
man,
you go see the kid, like, every day, 3 days
that's
a week,
tough, man.
2 days a week.
And he's 5 years old.
3 days a year.
Like,
you get me? Then just Christmas cards in the post.
Wean yourself up. Go in the room and just start cold turkey.
Or just sit the kid down and be like, so I've got some news that me and mum want to break to you. I'm looking at 5 to 7 still.
Yeah.
Where's the prison?
Put the kid in a friend zone.
Friends
on the channel.
Well, you can't hang out with me.
She'd be like, yeah, I'm out of here. Easy.
Yeah. We can roll, but I'm not paying for cinema tickets.
You got petrol money. You all leaving the cinema, it's like, so how you getting home then? Do you want me to the bus stop?
You got Uber booked, yeah?
Yeah. If it's a serious thing, you got to think of your mental state, man. Don't go through that trauma. Just raise the child like it's your own, man.
No. Hey man, I'm gonna throw my 2 pence in. I think he's got to know. I think for his sanity, he's got to know.
His sanity's finished.
He's saying, because one day the daughter may wake up and start not looking like him or looking like a dude like the ex that he's been going.
And
then
you got another dilemma. Mm. What happens if the child is his, and then the child knows that you did a parental test? Oh my gosh, the trauma.
But then you go, he had to know.
He sounds paranoid.
I don't think sleeping. Do the test, man. You're not sleeping, my guy.
Can we draw no bet on this thing?
You found out you lost, man.
No. Can I tell you honestly, on my son's life, I thought you were talking about Mario that sings, you should let me love you.
Oh. The one with the big nose?
Mm.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I thought that's who you were talking about.
Who are you talking about?
Yeah, who are you talking
this
about?
This guy.
Who?
He's also called Mario. We should have.
No, oh, Mario, okay. The hench dude.
Mario
with the bald head.
Yeah.
Oh well, we'll call a truce then.
So who did you say?
I said Mario.
He said Mario, not Mario Winans.
Okay. I just said Mario.
He said Mario. Yeah,
what Mario did you mean?
And he meant Mario Winans.
Oh, you meant Mario Winans. Okay.
And I thought he meant Mario because that singer is just called Mario.
Boom blast. Call a truce. Next things, obviously, today, we usually record in advance, we told the listeners, so today's actually the second carnival day. And I just wanted to ask the people them, obviously you got teenage sort of daughters, I don't know if they're at the stage where they're looking to go.
They will never be at the stage when they're looking to go. Never.
That's not a topic in the house.
There's no stage.
They can't be interested in...
No, if we do go, we're going for 10 minutes. That's a flop. They're whining.
It will take you longer to get there than it is to...
Gone.
is it difficult being a girl dad?
Not yet.
Not yet. They've not brought that passer to your door.
Not yet. I haven't had no drama yet. I know it's coming. I'm going gym. Working out. I know it's coming. 3 girls. I take them McDonald's. They got moustaches. I don't want no man interested.
Man said top hat, glasses, moustaches.
£300. I don't want no man interested.
That yeah.
You see my girls, you walk past.
Hey, you don't business.
I'm not looking at you. Nah, I'm looking past
what
you.
What if we had a good young man, an educated young man?
I don't know.
Mr. Daniels.
I've been that good young man, educated.
Educated. He's on his books. He don't. He's not looking at nothing. He's just
unless he was born and raised in Kenya and he flew to my house.
Oh my God.
If you're from London,
he's
at
Franklin. He's at Franklin with Myra for Kids. Just on his books.
I don't know nothing.
You don't. Now, do you remember when I was talking Carnival? I was mainly talking about the actual Kids Day. I know Sunday's usually the Kids Day.
I don't see the difference. They're not going.
Even if you went with them, you were like, oh, I want you to experience. Me and
30, man. One child.
I said 30 to 1.
30 man. Well, you're going to be there with Junior Booker.
No, proper hardcore man.
Got no shoes on.
Yeah. Man on horse. Parts way, Victor's child is coming. Hey.
Do you know who's supplying the security?
Mm.
Fucking Peaky Bomberclats.
Peaky,
I'm going in, man.
Hey, you're not wasting time.
No, I don't trust Carnival now, man.
That's the thing. I think.
Tell you.
Like, are you a fearful that if you're too restrictive, that they're gonna rebel?
Yeah.
I don't even make it like restrictive. It's just not a conversation. We don't talk about it. Mm. They're not even interested in Carnival.
Is that because you've told them they're not interested?
We just don't talk about it. I can't
turns the internet off in his house.
Me and my kids can't spell the word Carnival. I don't say Carnival till I leave the house. You might be going Carnival.
Because that's always what people say in it. Like, especially when I went uni, people will be like, oh, like, that's the time when people go mad, especially when they go off campus in it. Like, they've not got the parents on their case. And usually the ones that have been wrapped in sort of cotton wool all their lives. Like, when they go uni, it's like, ah! I'm not saying you're wrapping them in cotton wool, but I'm just saying that.
I don't believe that. You could wrap them in cotton wool, you could not wrap them in cotton wool.
Yeah.
All youngsters just go wild.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't want I'm not going to put them into that environment.
To go what? So when it comes to uni, like, that's a couple of years for your eldest. Mm-hmm. Is that commute from home?
There's a uni across the road. We don't need to go Southampton. We don't need to go Southampton. There's one across the road. I don't care what reputation it has. I don't care if it's Compton University. It's across the world. That's the one you're going to, yeah? All you need is to be breathing to get accepted. When I hear people say, Southampton for what? Nah, man. Hey, baby, my child's going Luton. For what? For what?
But let's say it's like in Liverpool, whatever your elders wants to do.
Liverpool Street or Liverpool? Are you mad? To do what?
Hey!
Never.
Let's say you want to do architecture, and Liverpool does the best architecture in the country. Like the finest. That's what you make the top.
There's only two options: uni in London or uni in Lagos. That's the only options.
I've never heard someone get shipped for uni. That's crazy. You can't get shipped for uni in Lagos.
The fear.
I swear, them men be coming here for you.
Yeah. That's a bad ticket. That's
what you're saying. The other way round.
Uni in Lagos.
I'd rather my daughter get a 4-4 in London, man. I don't know 2-1 Southampton. I don't know what goes on in Southampton.
I've got Jesus in
my head. That's it. You're not leaving my vicinity.
If she goes Southampton, I'm going Southampton. We're doing the same course. I'll be the lecturer.
Oh, my jokers.
I'm scared, you know. I know what I was like as a young kid.
So because you know you were lawless. You're thinking there must be more lawless victors around. Is that what you're thinking?
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
But then isn't there part of you like, right, I've raised my daughters correctly. Like, she ain't gonna mess around with no fuck boy, or
bro,
she ain't gonna
I've
mess
met
around.
Girls, you've been raised correctly.
Are you able to destroy them?
I know the lyrics.
Yeah, but then you could go to your door. Hey, these lyrics here.
No. I don't even want to test the waters. I don't want to find out. Uni across the road.
Can I ask you a question? What would be your energy if you had a boy?
Same thing. Boys even worse. Come back with kids. Nah, man. And with my looks. Nah, man.
Hey! Energy.
He's a pretty
energy.
Guy. He's a pretty guy.
Energy.
Oh, my goodness. That was hilarious.
That so off limits. Off Limits.
Compton Uni, that's it.
Compton Uni, that is funny. So when would you be happy for your daughter to fly the nest? Is that when they're like...
To find what?
To fly the nest.
Fly what nest? We'll share mortgages. I don't want my kids to leave their parents.
When I'm dying. Wayne Wonder with his kids.
Funeral. That's your first date. At my funeral.
It's going to be the sad news that Victor Daniel says passed at the age 110. Luckily, his daughter is now 45 years old and can have a first date.
Can have a first date, can have a first kiss because this guy is on his...
Yeah. My children are still on MySpace, man.
Just them and Tom.
Tom?
Is it Tom?
You want to ride out on Tom now?
I see that man's move, I'm scared. Wow,
oh my goodness.
I've never I've heard of characters like this. I've never met one in the flesh. Like,
never had the pleasure of meeting.
Yeah, I didn't know you existed.
Oh my.
We exist, there's a lot of us. We meet up every week. Discuss what unis our kids can go to.
Is their mum on par with this? Is their mum on
that? We're arguing, but... She don't mind.
She ain't as strict as you, but she don't disagree with your...
She disagrees. She said, why can't they go Southampton? I'm like, for what? To do what?
Experience.
The same degree that we can get in London. Nah, man.
To go out there and there's experience
nothing to experience,
the world.
Nothing to experience.
What uni did you go?
That's why I
went North London Uni.
That's why Victor be gigging. Victor, what are you gigging? What, Warsaw? Yeah, man, scoping out these heads. Come back, there's nothing out there for you, man.
Some pictures. I've been Southampton, some pictures.
When my Victor's daughter says, yeah, I'm thinking of going to Southampton Uni, she leaves for school the next day, yeah. When she comes back, Victor's just got like Southampton High Street printed off. Welcome to Southampton. Anytime you want to go to Southampton, let's go to your room.
Yo,
there must have been no one happier of like homeschooling during the pandemic.
Oh yeah, you must have loved it.
I don't
know where my kids are, man.
Victor had several routers in his house to make sure the
Wi-Fi was strong that week. You given all the lectures. You weren't playing bounce.
When his daughter typed in South, the computer's been access denied.
South where? Southampton. You might as well just take them there on a day trip so they get out of their system.
Victor's daughter on the iPhone. Siri, where is Southampton? Sorry, I did not understand that. Did you ask me where North London University was?
Rotted. I'm not Southampton. That is crazy.
Oh my goodness gracious.
That is crazy.
What was the thing again?
We're talking about carnival. I don't know how we got to Southampton.
Oh my god.
I'm talking about just the day, because obviously Sunday traditionally.
Yeah.
I've mainly been on the Mondays, but Sundays they say is the more family oriented.
My dad lost me at carnival, wow, man.
How old are you?
I was about 7 or 8 when it happened.
And it's you two?
It was me, my brother, and my cousin, some other family members. And was by this gate and was watching something through the gate. And I'm watching, boom, 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 yeah, having a good time. And then I look this way, everyone's there, cool, cool, cool. And I'm still watching, boom, 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 boom. Look this way and they're all gone.
Rah.
And like, gone. And there's bare people, obviously. Yeah, of course. And I'm 8 years old.
No phone, no
so
nothing.
So I turned to this Indian family and was like, I'm lost.
Yeah.
That's a good choice, Indians.
They were just there.
No, because you never heard Indian paedophiles and that.
Philip Schofield was there, but I said, let me go this way.
That's a good choice.
I just didn't like his aura.
That karate kid look.
Yeah, man. He was smoking a vape. I was like, they're not even invented yet. What are you
doing? Oh, my goodness.
So I said, let me go with this family here, man. And obviously I got the coolie hair, so they actually thought I was one of them for a little while.
Well, they thought you were part of the clan.
Yeah, they said, Raj? And I said, no, Kaz, that's my name. Let's go. And yeah, so my dad lost me at carnival. And I've never been back since.
Seriously, since them times?
Yeah, I don't like carnival in general.
Carnival was a concept, that city in the Bible, was it? Solomon Gomorrah. That's when I think of Carnival.
I haven't finished that.
Solomon and Cobra.
I haven't finished it.
It's wild.
I'm waiting for the movie to come out.
So you don't mess with it at all?
Nah, man. Do you know why I don't mess with it, right? It's because for some reason in my youth, I have a face that apparently looks like everyone's up.
Okay. You think you got a screw face?
No, I'm just, apparently, no matter where I'm at, yeah, I'm always apparently an op.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Woolwich, you thought I was a cherry boy.
Yeah, but they think everyone's a cherry boy.
This Peckham, you thought I was a ghetto boy.
What did you do to stimulate that thought?
Nothing. I'm just minding my business.
Well, on the bus, you're looking at...
I don't look at a man, bruv.
So you should wear like a card and it says, I'm not in a ghetto.
I used to tell people, just be like, listen, bruv, I play rugby. Yeah? I'm not on this
thing, yeah.
I used to want to be, but I've quickly found out I'm not about that life.
Yeah.
I don't mind having a little scrap, but as soon as weapons are drawn,
ching ching,
good night. I'm going to Southampton.
yeah, they don't play fair.
Yeah, so I just don't go Carnival. Also, it's like, I just don't like going to live events, bruv. And someone said to me once, but you're a comedian. And I said, I don't like going to live events that I'm not a part of.
Oh, that you're not performing at?
Yeah, because it's just like, it's all day, bruv. I don't go watch Arsenal play. That's all day, fam.
You don't watch football?
I haven't gone to the Emirates in time. Oh, wow. I watch football in the house. But I can go I can do anything in my house. I can
have a wedding. You're a homebody.
Yeah, man, I like being in my house, man. And all this. Brr, brr, brr. They should televise it. I'd watch it on telly.
Yeah, well, you do get a little bit something nowadays. People TikTok live and YouTube.
Yeah,
live
so I just say, like just on a general, it just doesn't interest me. Not interest me.
I like it, but I haven't been for a while.
Yeah, I've not been for a few years. You know what bothered me? You get all this excitement. Oh yeah, like I'm gonna get lit. You're gonna get lit. You start drinking during the day. It's fun to that day drink. Like I don't day drink enough, but I do find day drinking fun. You start proper early, you get lit. Then by the time you're drinking on your way there, when you get there, I need to piss. Boom. Nowhere to piss, or you find you got these mad queues for them portaloos, or someone charging you five at the pee, then you're like, okay, I've relieved myself. Then you're walking, all right, let me get some food.
All of that, bruv, it's long.
I just don't like the fact that I don't get no mobile phone signal.
Oh, yeah.
That just pisses me off. I don't know why.
Because too much in the vicinity.
I know, but just why have I got no signal? I know why, but I want signal.
Yeah, that's
what you do. Is no signal.
I want to play Boom Beach.
Where are you? I don't ever cut the port to go check where they are.
Yeah, man. What was the actual thing about Carnival?
No, it was basically, I was just more the concept of taking your kids to Carnival with people.
Nah, man.
Is that because it's a cultural experience, isn't it?
I don't think it's a cultural experience.
You don't think so?
I think it's slackness.
Well, taking your kid to Carnival.
Have you seen what the women are wearing? The women carry on wearing it, but it is slackness.
Is that part of that's the culture, isn't it? Where they wear the voluptuous outfits and the colourful peacocks behind them.
They're basically wearing their underwear.
I'm not Caribbean, so I don't know the technical terms.
I'm not Caribbean either, so it's underwear.
I don't want someone with flags in their bio to come and see this and start attacking. I don't know the technical terms, but apparently it's for culture and life. And
yeah, man, women carry on wearing it. I love it.
It probably is, but
it's slackness.
In terms of taking kids, it's like what, man?
No, I respect it. They're the right answers. Whatever one feels comfortable.
For
what? Isn't it?
Like when I went there as a kid, I wasn't like, oh my gosh, I'm so in touch with my.
Because what's your Caribbean heritage?
Antigua. Yeah.
Mm.
And I've been to...
been Antigua a few times.
Yeah, and I've been to the carnival there.
Mm.
So if anything, I'll just jet over there. Where's it better to go see something cultural than for my son to be like, may not look like it, but this is part of where you're from.
Yeah. It's a roti.
Yeah. Yeah, we're sticking out a little bit, so let's
bounce.
Let's fall back a little bit. Because people looking at me like I've stolen you. they keep putting my post everywhere saying, have you seen this man? But yeah, nah, man, it's just like cool, innit?
Yeah, no, it's a thing.
I wouldn't. And then there's the anxiety of like, spare people. And I've got to watch these. Like, if I'm going to go carnival, I just want to be responsible for myself. Feel me? Like, yeah, I don't think I would go, man.
If you lose your child, it's a wrap, man.
How did your dad recover? How did you even finish that story off? How did you guys?
Oh, so the Indian family took me to this pink bus that had bear utes on it.
It was a lost and found.
We were all lost, fam.
Were they all black?
We were the lost kids. Nah, man.
The people going there to drop their kids off.
Nah, Maddie.
Yeah, I lost my child.
No, Maddie was in there.
Maddie,
yeah. Oh dear. I don't know if what they do. They had a speakerphone or some nonsense.
Oh yeah.
And then eventually, my dad walked up and was
like, "No, I don't." But how did they? Is it like lost and found kids, or are they describing the kids in there? Like, you know,
one black child, one curly hair.
I have no idea how they actually verified registration that was number. My dad. Yeah, no idea how they verified that.
You know, on the speakerphone, just shouting out bad demographics of kids. The pedophiles there are just wanking in the corner like, oh,
shit, I lost my son.
Oh,
fine.
Rolf Harris, what are you doing here?
I thought I blew up there literally salivated there for fuck's sake.
Yeah, Jimmy was driving the bus. Jim will drive it. I don't know how they made parents aware that this is where their kids were. Yeah. I just remember being on the top deck of this bus and then seeing my cousin come up and my dad come up and being like,
Were they all panicked, or were they kind of like,
no,
from what you remember?
No.
Was that the act though? Were they yacked up?
No, my dad was just like, you have to hold my hand now for the rest of the time. And I was like, I didn't run off. You walked off and forgot I existed. You forgot your responsibilities.
Yeah, but he's got to say something in front of the adults.
Then he wanted to take me, like, do you remember that that competitor of Butlin's, Pontins?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, like, a few weeks later, he's like to my mum, we're all going Pontins, can he come? I'm just like, no.
You lost him at carnival. She vetoed him.
Now they want to take you to a place that has water and stuff. Just come back.
But at least Pontins is enclosed. At least it's like, you shouldn't be lost.
But to be fair, in Pontins, I'm just going to say it, there's not as many black people. But there's other types of people there, and I get a bit more worried in them situations.
What kind of people, Victor?
I'm just going to say it like that. I don't want to...
What kind of people?
Yeah, save your chest, Victor.
I'm just going to say it like that. I'm just going to say it like that. I remember one time I found a lost child, and the child was crying.
Yeah.
And then he knew his mum's number, so I found the mum, and you know what the mum said to me? Are you black?
What? And then like, hi, not but thank you for like finding
this?
My child.
Did you say like this, oh, are you black?
Yeah.
That she was aroused.
No, like, are you black?
And then you're like,
yeah.
Yeah.
She went, phew.
What was she, because black men are safer?
Black men don't kidnap kids.
You seen the news? And Maddie's disappears. They weren't looking for no black man.
Unless it was Liam Neeson.
Hey! Rotted.
She said, are you black? Phew. That must
Do
be
you
the,
know this?
Must be the first time.
Someone's
ever said, are you black? You say yes and they go, phew.
Yeah, more time, yeah. Terrorism or paedophiles. You don't really get...
Certain crimes ain't with us.
Yeah, yeah. We don't get pinned to certain things, to be honest.
I'd rather the stereotypes we do have. Than the stereotype that other races have.
Yeah, yeah, drug dealer.
I'll take that.
Drug dealer, criminal.
I'll take that.
Deadbeat father.
I'll take that. Like, kidnapping children. Don't be bringing that stereotype to me. You know that's not me.
massive penis.
I'll take that.
Why did it get awfully quiet after that?
No, I'm just thinking.
We're trying to figure stereotypes.
I'm just thinking of the other stereotypes.
They're pretty cool stereotypes.
Yeah. Fast.
Chicken, watermelon.
Fast.
Take that.
Fast.
Can't swim.
Can't swim.
Yeah,
and then, but what white stereotypes? Don't wash.
I'm not going there.
Whoa, okay.
stereotype. I know.
Tell the people to phone in, man.
I wouldn't say.
Tell us your own stereotypes.
I wouldn't say it quite like that. I wouldn't say like don't wash.
Or don't unhygienic.
I said don't wash it.
I don't think it's true.
Unhygienic.
But then that's the thing. Are they stereotypes or are they just things that
this
people
is my
say?
Thing. It has had to have happened enough times for there to just then be that blanket. Like, there must have... black people must have turned up late enough times.
But then it becomes...
For black people timing to become a thing.
Then it becomes just confirmation bias, stuff like that. Like, it's like people have... comics have used the joke that white people kiss their dogs. So is that a stereotype or is that just a subsection of white people that do that?
White
that make it a joke.
Pets more than
but black. It's a subsection. Yeah, but it's a subsection of everything. Look, you ever stabbed anyone?
No.
You ever stabbed anyone?
Yeah.
No, not as a doctor.
No, I'm joking. No, not illegally.
Illegally stabbed anyone?
I've not illegally stabbed.
I've never stabbed anyone. But people think we stab each other 24/7.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You would say it's just a subsection of that demographic that do that.
Yeah.
So it's gonna there's gonna be a subsection of white people that kiss their dogs.
Yeah, absolutely.
On the mouth.
Yeah.
Right? And
on the tongue.
In the bum. And stuff like that.
Yeah, like tongue kiss and that. No,
yeah, on their bum, on the dog's bum. I hear stereotypes. It's a stereotype.
But with that one, I don't think there is black people that actually kiss their dog.
There is. There
you know,
sir.
Huh? No. I've never met anyone.
Yeah, because they're not out with it like that.
Oh, they're closeted dog
kisses.
They're
closeted dog kisses. Because they know the community will turn on them.
And they will.
Yeah. Hey, man, if you're black, you kiss your dog, just say it, man, so we can verify, you know what I mean?
Listen, Marcus, just say it, man.
They're going to edit it in his photo and his address.
Rotted. They said that's why he's got the stutter.
Oh, wow. I ain't seen Marcus for a minute, to be fair.
He's with his dog. He's that messy dog. Marcus, we're just joking, bro.
Hey!
Because I saw Marcus the other day as well, man.
Oh, blessings.
I saw him at
down on the coast.
No, I saw him at Dino's party.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I was away, man.
How's
Dino? Is he all right, yeah?
He's good, man. He's good, man.
Oh, bless, man.
Yeah. Looking like a tall lesbian, but he's good, man.
Oh, that puts me in a good mood.
Yeah, man.
He did have a unique vibe.
What you mean?
It's not just a unique vibe. I'm not saying it was a lesbian, but it just had a unique vibe.
I think we should have Victor back every week.
I've never met someone like that who had such a unique vibe. Not in a good or a bad way. Just
you never
unique.
Met what's her fucking name, man?
Like, you don't talk much, but just
that light skinned girl that was a comedian but was just
light-skinned
crazy.
Who was that?
Remember, she was short.
Oh, what? That go Booker show? It's the one from Bram. Is it that one?
Nah.
You're not talking about Verity, eh?
Oh.
What was the full comic name?
Verity D.
That was it, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, but yeah.
She did this.
What do you mean?
She stopped the jokes. But she's got like...
Okay, cool. She's a unique character.
Oh, yeah.
She's just hyper.
She's got a unique vibe.
I think she's got ADHD still.
Yeah, really?
I think there's a diagnosis to her.
Really?
Yeah, no doubt.
There it is.
I'm not trying to take the piss.
Did you crack that case yourself?
No.
She's got a card in everything. No, I'm not. Verity, if you're watching this, I'm not even dissing. She hasn't got a card.
Verity's not watching, man. I'm being but sarcastic, by the way, when you said that.
What?
That she's got ADHD.
No, she does. Oh, yeah. She's got like... She's
yeah,
got
I know. A... I know.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean...
That's explained. Dino's just got a nice, unique vibe. It's just different.
He's chilled, man.
He's just chilled in a like.
He's chilled. You don't get London guys. Normally, London guys are a bit like on edge. He's pretty relaxed, to be fair to him.
Yeah,
so
which is
relaxed,
nice. Which
man.
Is nice. Normally, he's like what? Everyone's
like one
on like
word every 5 minutes.
Everyone's just like.
Dino.
Yeah.
Nah, he speaks more than that, man.
you see him on stage.
Yeah, on stage is different, but on stage he's just looking at you. You're
no,
talking.
Do you know who has a unique vibe? Junior Booker.
Yeah, that's just
autism, fam.
Oh wow.
Big up Junior Booker.
Hey man, Skench. Hey man, hey man,
gosh,
like man
gosh,
from Streatham.
Gosh darn it,
Gallus.
Gosh darn it, yeah.
Just loves girls, not on beef.
Rumor has it he's still at Carnival.
He probably is. Of course he's still there.
I heard he finished at 7.
It's funny because he said, I missed Nottingham Carnival, but he was in Wolverhampton Carnival.
Yeah. Said it was the first time in like 9 years he'd missed both days.
Ah, yeah, I know, it was heartbroken with that, man.
Man had consecutive appearances, bro. You know, it flashes up on Sky Sports.
I took his picture on Sunday just to
say
he represented.
Gundam Sugar. But let's wrap this episode up, man. This has been another episode of Late Nights and Wet Wipes. I've been your co-host, Michael Akidiri. To my left has been...
Thomas Skengley.
And to the left, a special guest...
Richard Blackwin. I don't... Victor Daniels.
Hey, man. Take care, people, and peace.